Hello, welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name's Andrew, and I'm joined today by fly half Tom Hancock. Last Friday, you played the full 80 minutes as Pontypool lost 33-13 at home to Merthyr. What did you make of the game and the performance of the team?
It was a tough game. Certainly a level up from what we've been used to, I think, throughout the season in terms of the intensity and the physicality of the game. I thought we competed very well for 40 minutes. Obviously, going in half-time 13-all, our tails were up and we really felt, not just in the game, we thought we could go on and win it. I just think sort of the strength of their bench and the power of their pack really shone through in the second half, and we didn't help ourselves, making a few silly little errors and a few poor decisions which sort of alleviated pressure for them and sort of put pressure back on us. And they sort of not run away with it by the end, but they left us, made the points gap a bit too big for us to claw back by the end, really, and I think they deserved their win, in fairness to them.
So aside from the scoreline, what do you believe was the biggest difference between the two sides on the night?
Well, deprived of his possession. We didn't get much first phase ball from scrum or line out because of the power of their pack, and this is not me moaning as a back now, because in fairness to the forwards, they've been superb all year and have done to other teams what Merthyr did to us on Friday, dominated scrum, dominated line out, and it's difficult to get your own game plan going when you haven't got that secure possession. I thought we kicked well first half and competed our kicks and got some change out of that, but second half the kicks became a bit looser, the kick chases were not quite as effective, and they sort of counter-attacked and sort of strangled us when they got down into our territory. And in fairness, they're out to half, Matthew Jarvis, I've played against him a few times, he's a good player, and just seemed to keep the territory and keep the scoreboard ticking over for them, so I thought he had a decent game as well.
Looking at the positives, what sort of positive do you think the team can take away from the game?
I think that first half, in its entirety, we've got to look at and realise that for periods at least we can play at that high intensity, and I think people like Shuni Tupelotu deserves big credit. He really inspired the boys around him with some big hits, and few hits he put in, it was sort of raising the level of the boys around him. And when we realise that we can compete and we can play with these teams like we've proven all year when we beat them at their place, we play better. So in terms of the positives, we've got 6 games left, and we know that perhaps for the last 2 games aside, we're not going to play against a side who are capable of playing at that level of intensity, and we can match that for periods. So we just need to be confident that we can, we can match that, and we can beat the sides that are in front of us now for the remainder of the season, which obviously we have to do.
This weekend, the club welcomes Cardiff Met to Pontypool Park. What sort of threat are you expecting them to pose?
Stereotypical, the young, fit boys. I used to play for them myself, and they'll play with great width. They play quite an expansive brand of rugby. And we'll go there expecting to sort of dominate the tight exchanges, dominating the set piece like we did at their place earlier on in the year. They'll play with a lot of energy, and we'll have to really work hard off the floor in each phase to make sure we've got numbers in our feet in defence so we can defend the full width of the field. And in our attack, then we'll have to play with the same sort of intensity and pace that we showed up there, because once we got that go forward and with our dominant set piece, they couldn't live with us in the last game. So hopefully that's something we can replicate now on Saturday.
And are the team targeting a bonus point victory?
Yeah, certainly. No point making any bones about it. We've got to sort of target a 5-point haul in every game that we play now right till the end of the season, because that's the only way of us guaranteeing our safety, I think, is if we win, with 5-point hauls against teams that we've proven that we can do it already once this year. There's no reason why we shouldn't be targeting 5 points in each of the 6 games that we've got left.
With 6 league games left and with promotion still in the offing, what's the mood like in the camp?
Yeah, I think the coaches did an excellent job on Tuesday. We could have, been very doom and gloom on Tuesday, having lost 2 on the bounce probably for the first time all season. But the coaches did a great job in just stripping it back and making us realise that we haven't become a bad side in a fortnight. We've just come up against 2 decent sides who performed better than us and executed better than us on the day. So it was quite, I wouldn't say jovial, but it was more upbeat than you'd expect on Tuesday. And we had a great, they put together a great video which showed basically all our best bits, our highlights throughout the year. And I think that went a long way towards boosting confidence and making the boys realise, right, you've lost 2 games, but you haven't become bad players, you haven't become a bad side. We don't need to drastically rip up the game plan, change the way we play, change the way we approach games. And that sort of quiet confidence and, you know, maybe a touch of arrogance that we've had throughout the years, something that served us well. We've got to keep that. We can't go away from that to make sure that we get the job done.
Great. Thank you very much. And thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you. Cheers.